Nah, now. I guess it's my turn. I said, I'm tired of being mean, letting people take advantage of me, and I'm supposed to stand and take it all. I pay for everything I own, so why am I not taken more seriously? I mean, why are we even living with continuous soul ties and thoughts of non-living? I promise I'm not suicidal, but God, why won't you give me more to feel in this realm we call Earth? Home to the desolate, the lost, and the hurt. Prone to failure, pride, and death. You are real, aren't you? You still heal, don't you? Do you still listen to the prayers of the man trying to change? A family man, outspoken, black renegade. I be so over niggas. I start overthinking, questioning myself, my dreams, my goals, and my visions. Often revisiting those memories we shared. But I had to throw them out, and I had to stop caring. Because old food rots eventually, can't hang around all that negativity. Old news always fades when you not kingdom living. With absolutely no help, no family, no conscience, no food, digest that. No regrets, no secrets, no meaning, just truth. Can you feel that? I haven't wrote in so long because my thoughts are blocked. I always stop when I get to the good part and never keep going. Literally and metaphorically, a dreaming visionary in toxic terms and conditions of territorial forces, I am stuck between what I want and what I absolutely need. I call myself a man now, so I have to put away childish things like true love with a man who sees me more than myself, who allows me to break my walls down because with him I don't even realize they exist. Or a true feeling of friendship, something with somebody who is not a hypocrite like me, since that's what my sister called me when I spoke about my true feelings, which is why I hate the world we live in. People stay snapping until you pull them into reality, shocking them with the new me. I'm patiently waiting for this new life I'm longing for, but damn, when will that fateful day come? When will I see it? When I see it, I'll know and let the tears of joy flow.
Ooh.
That's all.
Ooh.
Bye, girl.
Let's give it up.
I don't know, I think when I wrote this I was just like at the point where I was like working every day and like I didn't want people to be like just saying oh Keyston you working you doing this you doing that like I didn't want that but I'm like somebody somewhere finna have to make some change, yeah, type shit, yeah, that's all it was, yeah. And I'm like shit, no matter, I love it, but right. Praise the Lord, we love him still.
Y'all ready for this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Just get into it.
Look, I've been ready. You know, since you told me about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's up, y'all? And welcome to Aisha Speaks Real Podcast. Y'all, I'm really excited about today's podcast. Y'all, forgive me. I had some candy over here. Got me throwing a little scratchy. We've been going to get into this podcast. Right. What's up, y'all? I hope y'all feeling great today. Like I said, I am excited about today's podcast. I have special guest Rich Keyston. Got my girl Maddie G on here. One of his y'all. Oh my God.
It's okay.
My throat. Jesus. Oh.
It's good.
Okay, we're going to start this motherfucker
over.
We're going to redo this.
Hold on, let me talk about some hype music.
Welcome to Aisha Speaks Real Motherfucking Podcast, man. Yeah. Welcome to this motherfucking podcast. We're finna go and get right into it, man. Like I said, I got my boy Rich Keyston, got Maddie G on the podcast. Like I said, very excited, man. We get on here and talk some real shit. Y'all know we always dropping some deals, dropping some knowledge. We here to have a good time and vibe out today. Really? Y'all, I told them they special. Y'all know I don't really smoke on the podcast. I ain't got my camera yet, but hey, I don't bullshit about my life. But we really just been to chill, relax a little bit. Parents, please don't have your kid watching this. Please,
don't.
I hope mine don't need to see.
Just saying. Now, disclosure. We're going to disclose it for the podcast.
Disclose.
I love God. God loves me.
Right.
The Lord know who I am, okay? God gives
this
you
is for the youth, for the girls.
For
you
the young, for the young adults, goddamn.
Really
know.
Yeah.
To get these motherfuckers started on me.
This girl, we feel like... We swear we girl.
You finna get these motherfuckers started, man. So, Rich Keistin, mm-hmm. How you feel?
Like, right now, generally, yes. I just feel, I don't know, at peace, for real, like, because you could be saying, oh, I'm at peace, but are you really, like,
yeah.
I ain't stressing about money, I ain't stressing about no relationship, no family issues, no nothing, like, I'm just me and God, for real.
Yeah.
Me, God, friends, music, everything.
Okay. Real. What about you, man? Talk to us.
At this point in life, I'm just navigating on through. I'm just going with the flow because that's all that you can do. You can keep a positive mind while doing it, but all that you can do is just go with the flow and just go with life.
So how do you do that, though? I ain't mean to take over.
It's okay. We talking.
Life throws a bunch of curveballs. It throws bullets. It throws every damn thing at you. But it's up to you on how you handle it, basically.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, like let's say my car fucked up. Okay, keep a positive mind throughout that. Don't let it affect you. Don't let it get you down. None of that. Just keep going with life. Go with the flow with a positive, you know, mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
I feel it. Y'all, I hope y'all as excited as I am. Like, you know, I was already late really to the podcast because I was trying to get the mimosas together. Yeah, I was trying to get the vibe right, you know what I'm saying? But like he said, overall, like we was already vibing, you know, the energy was already in the space. So I think that's something that's important too when you think about like how you feeling like the people you're around, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was early. You want to be around good energy, right. You know, like Maddie said, you want to be around positive energy. You know, I think that's like I said, that's highly important. Your environment, your space, your peace. Like a lot of people say they in peace, they happy, but they really not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They just saying that because they don't want the next person to be like, what's wrong? Or like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't want somebody in your business, or it could just be you don't want to tell nobody. So
you know how me. I ain't gonna say I had this mindset that I'm just this famous, but me in my head, I'm like, you a person that shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
But like, people,
but you see your future though.
Right.
You gotta
see your future, but people still gotta be able to see the real you. Like, I have to call her sometimes, like, girl, I don't know what, but I just need to snap on somebody. It'd be like so much.
We went from talking about positivity to snapping.
Nah, I just need to let it off my chest. Yeah. Like, I don't want to.
You just gotta
that.
Be. Okay, we're gonna say be. Because he said snap, I thought he was gonna go off.
Nah,
I thought
he was
gonna set it off in his mother.
I really be like, here, we gotta pray. We finna pray.
Look, I thought he was gonna set it off in his mother.
We gotta go.
I would tell her quick, I gotta find me a revival or something, cause this week not finna ruin me, baby.
That right there, I can dig that, you know what I'm saying? You seen something inside where you feel like the energy went right, and that was just within you, like, you know what I'm saying? You came to a friend like, man, I really need to get in a positive space and let all this pain out, let this frustration out to a positive outlet that I know that's gonna take it. And they gonna handle, you know, they gonna handle it. They gonna put it up somewhere else. And I ain't gotta deal with it no more. Mm-hmm. And that's just yours. And that becomes, you know, that comes from a spiritual world, a spiritual being that, you know what I'm saying, you go to. And that right there, you know, in itself is really deep. You know what I'm saying? That's like I said, that's something positive for the young people, man, to know that you can go to God with all your problems and feel safe and feel like, okay, I know this person won't judge me. I know I can trust this person. Because when you think about talking to somebody about how you feeling and when you finna go off, like, you really thinking about, like, damn, can I trust you? Because you can tell a motherfucker how you feel. They may listen. They may do all the right things. But then they use that shit, throw it back in your face. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't play their part to the fullest. Like, it be a lot of shit that come with it. You know what I'm saying?
I do understand that, but I feel like, if I come to my friend, my true friend, or my sister,
a lot
if
of
I come
times people don't
you,
be your true friend.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If I'm
you might be true to that person, but they may not be true to you.
That's so
but if
fucking
I'm
scary,
you,
though.
Exactly.
Like you don't know how a person mind is. Like you don't know how they think. You don't know what they think. And you really just taking such a fucking big risk.
Exactly. You coming with your true intentions, but this motherfucker might be really shiesty and they really hating on your ass.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But when they're a true friend, this the instance. A true, like her. I mean her, we done been through all of it. Mm-hmm. I come to her, it's something real. It's something deep. Like, if it's I'm deep. In the wrong, she needs to tell me I'm wrong. Like, we need to have honest friends. Like, yeah, you can tell me, oh, that's cool, that's cute. I like this, I like that. But are you going to tell me, Keith?
Nah, that was wrong.
Yeah, we're not
going to be sad. Yeah, we're not going to be sad today. If you wallowing in there with me, I can't sit there with you. Because then, bitch, I'm going to be down forever.
Exactly, yeah.
See, that took me a minute.
That's why I have a gravitate towards
because he, the one who, like, I'm just now realizing why he responds to me sometimes, like, when I'm sad. Mm-hmm. People like, we ain't finna be sad.
Cause she'll get up.
Out of nowhere,
you
know?
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, bitch, you finna let the devil win for what?
No, that's
what
you got. That's sad. Be sad with me. No, and it's like, I'm just
now to be in that bad mood.
Man, it's been so many times. Like, I ain't going to go into depth about it, but her birthday, she was so sad. I'm like, girl, we going out. Put your baddest dress on.
Yeah.
Put that hair together.
Her birthday just passed, didn't
it?
Yeah.
And she was, and she still, it was still cute. Like, I was like, girl.
It was cute. You look real pretty.
Yes, I was like,
girl. He's supposed to you pictures. I see him on Instagram. I see him, you know.
You saw him on IG, baby. But I be trying, like I be telling her, like, yeah, we go through all this, but I ain't saying fake the funk. But when you out and about, you don't have to show that.
And it's okay to be happy too. Yeah, it's okay to let that. Whatever bother you, baby, it's okay to say fuck that shit. Because
right
I think
now,
I think a lot of time people think, like, they just say we got into, we arguing. We feel like we got to hold on to being mad at you all day for so long just to prove
that's
a point.
We-
But when really we can just be like, bro, fuck this shit. Okay, what you want to go get something to eat? You want to smoke one? Right. You trying to, like, you can really let that shit go. But it be pride that be like,
what's gonna happen,
you see what I'm saying? But it be pride that make you be like, man,
baby, pride will get
fuck
you up in some situations.
Cause me and her, like, we at the point we is now, because I guess, like, from December to, like, what, February, we weren't saying nothing to each other, like, because it was a...
It was a pride situation.
It was a pride, and I'm like, okay. And you know, it's so crazy how it happened. I was at the football, the basketball game, my car was, like, kind of quite weird, and all these cars around me.
Oh, my God.
She was out there, she was like, baby... She was trying to act like I was a little boy. She was like, do you need help, baby? I can help.
Baby,
I was like, I guess. And I was like, God, you is so funny. Because how about you make this situation? She done got me. I was like, you could have drove off of my car.
No, because I know he was thinking anybody could have came up and helped me.
Yeah. Man, I was like, why had to be this? I said, it could have been anybody in this whole... football game,
oh
with this club.
Right,
this
pride will get you in some situations.
Yeah, it will.
And so when we started next talking, she was like, who is this kid, baby? You ain't, I don't, because
mm-hmm.
I had to go through a whole long,
yeah.
I didn't even time enough for this.
Yeah, that story.
Whole long grown out everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, when I came back, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can feel it. I can feel it, man. So, Keyston, like, a little bit about you, y'all. We got so deep into talking about energy and, you know, and friendships and all that shit. I didn't even introduce my guy. But, Keyston here, of course, y'all, is our special guest, man. And then we do have a special invite, Maddie G. She threw her little name. You know, I had to get her stage name. I'm going to kind of let, I do want y'all to kind of introduce y'allself, man, you know. Tell a little bit about just y'all life, you know, lifestyle, you know, give out, you know, things you do, you know, Keyston, you know, I know Keyston probably don't want to say it, but if he don't say it, I'm going to say it. So I'm going to go and let you get started and go and talk, but tell
that's
people who you are.
But anyways, hey everybody, my name is Keyston, I'm 19, I met Aisha through like an organization I was working for. And, like, I write poetry, I write music, I play the piano, I was in the band, I was in all of this stuff, and I was so preoccupied until, like, I met God. Like, I ain't not here to just be like, oh, I'm a minister, I'm a pastor, I love God. But I'm really out here to be like, God is my everything. Like, I have so many experiences, so many life lessons that I done learned that I want to just, you know, share what I done learned from it. Because if I can help somebody, then that's what I'm here to do.
What you talking about?
That's what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What else? What else you want to say?
He should have put a little more emphasis. He should have put a little more emphasis when he talked about the poetry and singing.
Right.
Y'all, this man, this guy has a voice of like a mixture of Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Jill Scott.
Girl, bye.
Commodores.
There's
that energy and that vibe, like, is definitely there. His poetry is amazing. This man is an amazing poet.
I don't really try to bring that to light for real, because it's like I'll be writing about stuff. Like, I ain't just trying to say I'm the most deep person on the planet,
but
like,
yeah,
right? I'll be having like the confidence that, like, if I sell this to somebody, I don't want it to just be any random person, because it's gonna be like they're not really gonna understand it. But if it's like a 101 sitting, me and my friend just sitting, I'm like, girl, I got the perfect thing to read to see while we're talking. Yeah. That's the type of thing I want to happen. Like, that's how I want it to be. But I do like writing poetry. I do write a song dang near every day. I'm going to stop being scared one day and post a child. But
if he
don't post it, I will. She don't post it, she will. Because she's tired of me sending 50 songs.
I done got 50 songs up in my phone. Look,
you
got a website
on Instagram.
Just put his name up on it. Just post the songs. Because
that's
the best thing to do.
Literally, at this point. Mm-hmm. Maddie G, talk to me. Don't lie to me.
So, my name, Maddie G.
Big G.
Big G. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be
mad. Anyways, my name is Maddie G. I am 19. I write poetry. I don't read to people. Like, this would be my first time reading to somebody other than my friend.
But it's so good, though.
Yeah. I forced him into it. Yeah, he really did, because he was just like, oh, you gonna write? I was like, okay. But I'm in college trying to get done.
So where you go to school with?
I go to school in Meridian.
Okay. You stay on campus?
Is school important to you for real, or not? Why for school?
For me personally, because I feel like school is important to me, because the lifestyle I want, and because I, vulnerable moment here, but I don't feel like I have nothing else to fall back on. Like, with you, you got music, poetry.
But you do too, though. You got the damn thing.
But you don't feel like you're deep into it, though. Yeah, like, he's deep into it, and it's like, I'm not, but it's like.
But I had at that point, though, because at first I was like, everybody not like you, though.
She can do it, but it ain't something she passionate about. That's just like, I was just telling somebody with me wanting to sell a shirt, they were like, you need to start a small business. If I'm not passionate about it, I'm not going to make no money.
Yeah,
so like, that's what she's saying. She still got to keep
I'm going to school for dental hygiene, and that's like, since I've been little, it was always, oh, I want to be in the dentist's office. I don't know, fascinated by teeth, it might be odd, but I am, and it's like, okay, this is a job that I can have that I will enjoy, and it's like, I do want the luxury black girl soft lifestyle in the future, and it's like, I'm working towards that, so.
Y'all seen that, y'all can't say anything. Y'all, we need to hear this. We need to hear more of this. Y'all, this closure moment, you ain't gonna give me the drug. I ain't sure, you funny bro, don't stop. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet. I ain't even did nothing, seriously. So you can introduce yours. Anyway, man, so you done, we out in school, you school, poetry, relationship with a man, what's that?
Oh no, we ain't all in her business on podcast.
We ain't all business.
But I don't know what I'm saying.
Is it like a little thing? So we can't be messy. Like, not even like the little messy, but like just like the little, you just gotta do this.
Y'all see why I had a wine in the pot.
Look, you gotta do this on the messy. You just gotta do this.
I speak motherfucking real, goddamn. I speak real.
She just had to pull herself. Okay. So I have no problem with answering that because I don't feel like that's just I don't have a man now, somebody that I could conversate with. You know, I got a friend, a male friend. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. I love that terminology.
Yes.
But we're teaching these young people something on this podcast. We are teaching.
Speaking of
gonna say the word one day. God damn it, shit.
Do y'all think y'all at that stage though to be talking about some, I got hoes, I got this, I got this.
I ain't gonna lie. Honestly. Do y'all want to say something?
Yeah, we want something to be Miss Real.
I was saying, did y'all want to say something?
Oh.
We want to hear
you. Okay. Look, y'all want to hear me. This motherfucker. But not for real. Honestly, I'm still young, and I know people who may watch the podcast, some people may be like, some videos I may look older, some videos I may look younger. But, I'm just 21 years old, so it's like, I went through that shit for 1 year, literally. Mm-hmm. After me and my ex broke up, I was literally still, 19. And then, 2 months later, my birthday was in February, so I turned 20. For my whole 20 years, it was really I'll say a 9-month period because I met my boyfriend, my soon-to-be husband.
Okay.
I love my man. I met my boyfriend last year in 2022 before I turned 21. So, anyways, for a little time, I was going through that little whole stage or whatever. Just talking to guys and stuff, mm-hmm. How certain women just be like, oh, I'm gonna talk to this guy, I wanna talk to this. I was doing that. I went out here just sleeping with everybody, but I was engaged and talked to a lot of people. I ain't gonna lie, and I was partying too. When I was doing that, I didn't feel like me. Mm-hmm. Some people are content with doing that stuff.
But I can say
I do feel like certain things, and this goes to a lot of social media, because you got to think, our generation is so different now, we record everything, I used to be at that point where I used to put everything on Instagram, I had to stop doing it. Mm-hmm. And then when you talk about your personal life, you talking to different people, this shit, I ain't gonna lie, I'm an overthinker. I think about violence. My ex is crazy. I was in a domestic violence relationship. With the ex I was talking about, he was domestic. We used to fight all the time. So, even when we broke up, he used to be so jealous when I used to talk to other guys. So, that's why I was even with the social media thing, you could be talking to this one guy, and this other dude you talking to, you don't know this nigga crazy. He see you talking to this guy, he get mad because you and this nigga hugged up on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? And then this nigga see him in the street, now he talking shit, now this nigga getting shot because he bro, you not finna handle me pussy over a bitch.
That's
because guess what niggas say nowadays? Oh, I don't fight niggas. I'ma shoot your ass.
And they quick to say that.
You see what I'm saying? Don't nobody fight no more.
That's the no-no though.
Yeah, don't nobody fight no more. So it's always.
But there should be a reason to fight.
Exactly.
We're not married.
It's something about this generation. They feel like, oh, if I'm talking to this female is mine. No, baby, ain't nobody yours.
Right, that's
ever.
I was just gonna say. People have different, some people really have fucking mental challenges. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
And that's why, as a woman, I'm gonna be real. I may get a lot of hate for this. I'm just gonna be honest. Us as women, we gotta not be putting guys in these positions too, though. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of times...
But what positions? If they be already coming to the table.
But hold up. But see, that's what I'm saying. A lot of times, a woman will allow a man to do certain things, and she knows she don't like this man. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She cook her in the way of her teasing him. Don't do that.
Flirting.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I'm going
to... Lean
them on. As an adult, I feel like if you don't know... I ain't going to lie. Just being honest. I ain't saying you got to do a goddamn FBI scan. But if you don't know a nigga background, bro, woman or man, if you don't know a motherfucker background, don't be leading them on like that. You don't know what this person have been through. You don't know what type of mental shit they got going on. You don't know what drugs they on. You don't know if they went to jail for killing people. You don't know if they domestic. Don't put yourself in situations. Even if he don't do nothing to the guy that you talk to, he could be trying to hurt you. Your family, anybody. Your kids.
Somebody you know or somebody
you feel me? It's just so much different stuff that involves being out in the streets too much, leaving people alone, using people like... People do it. I don't judge nobody. I just pray for people.
You do what you do.
You do what you do. But that doesn't mean that's right. And I can be on this podcast and be honest and say, like, hell, it's been times where I done did fuck shit. And that's why, like I said, after really that 9-month period, I was like, I don't feel comfortable being this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because that wasn't who I was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to fake it because I thought I was happy. And that shit even put me in a deeper depression. And I'm going through shit like, bro, why am I doing this? And when I find myself again, I'm like, okay, this is me. You know what I'm saying? And that little phase wasn't me.
Like, a lot of people in that party phase, whole phase of their life, like, they eventually look back on it. I'm not saying all people, because there might be some people, but most of them, they look back and they was like, okay, that wasn't even me.
Why? That's not a part of me. Because I can say this, I used to go to Jackson State, and like, when I was on campus, I was in all these clubs, party, everything. I wasn't doing nothing but focused on that. And so, like, when I left, I'm like, okay, Keystone, if you would have still been there, you would have been even worse, like, even more into the, oh, I want this person, or, oh, I want to do this at this party, or I want to drink, I want to, like, that's too much.
Yeah.
And the more you get out of energy, out of folks, out of stuff, it's going to be hard to get it out. So when I, like
energy
I said,
real.
I
energy,
had a question.
Energy is
I wanted to
real.
Ask the question when I said, how has God affected your relationships? Mm-hmm. Like, even here, like, not even just, not saying just not God, but, you know, like, going to the positive route with God, you know, like trying to
just changing your spirit, changing your environment.
How did it change affect your relationship?
I mean, I think you should answer that question first.
Well, me, I can say now, like, I say the friends that stay, they stay. I had some people that's like, oh, you think you are a minister now? You go to church out of town. You don't want to go here. And they get mad when I say, oh, I can't go to a party. They're like, oh, you think you're too good? It's like, no, I know if I go there, I'm be messed
shit.
Up. I'm like, okay, forget all this trying to be right. Forget all this trying to stack my money up so I can get out of here and be this person that I want to be. Let me just turn up. It ain't always about turning up. If I ain't got friends that I can go to church with, cry with, laugh with, go here, there, eat, sleep. Then you,
I don't need you.
So now it's like they're affecting my relationships a lot because, like I said, the ones that stay, they stay. And then it's like they leave, it hurts, but God always gonna send somebody new.
Yeah.
Like I lost like 3 good best friends, but it's like I gained 3 of them when I found you.
Yeah.
Or like when I found other people. So it's like they didn't. It didn't really benefit me to have them. So it's like. Like Madison was saying the other day, we pray all the time, oh God, take this person out of my life. But when he take them, we just be like, I want to talk about them, I want to talk.
Yeah.
Like, he trying to let you know, like, it don't matter what it is.
That prayer right there.
He already know.
Baby, that prayer right there.
That's some real stuff.
That's what she said.
Like, that prayer right there, it works with quickness.
Quick.
Every
said,
time.
It always don't work quick. Every he don't let you know that they know.
I ain't gonna lie.
What
you
was
even,
so crazy?
You ain't gotta ask God to take people out. When you ask God to change your life around, he gonna start taking. It start with people. You be like, damn.
Like, what?
I didn't know they were fucked up. God, what's going on?
Look,
you too? I thought
it was
no, so.
That was
crazy.
That was so
crazy.
That was
so
crazy.
That was my mama.
Look,
the last time.
It was
my mama.
No, heavy. But it's like when you change your relationship like for the better, the people around you, they're gonna change. So like if you have a bad relationship with like your sister, your mama, something like that, then theirs gonna change too because they gonna see you dang.
No,
he ain't responding the way he used to. Like it'd be hard, but I be still having to try though.
No, like the last time I prayed that prayer, I was praying it for somebody that had just entered my life. And back to what you were saying, it was like he'll take away people that you didn't think needed to be took away.
Mm-hmm.
Child, they say, you know, one of my dearest friends just, I said, well, damn.
But you know, one thing that I learned, though, is like people are really in your life for a season. Like, even with your friends.
Oh,
you know
girl,
what I'm saying?
Get. No,
I'm serious.
People are
in your life.
Well,
we ain't gonna say Christian.
We're
gonna say spiritual.
But not saying spiritual. Well, for me, for me, I ain't gonna say I am a Christian, but for me, I am.
Yeah, you a Christian.
But I'm spiritually. Well, I'm not.
I believe in God, but I'm not religious. Like, I feel like you don't have to be this person, but you have to strive to be perfect. But my pastor always say, perfect is not, oh, you got everything together. Perfect is like mature. You can look at the situation like God don't fix it.
Yeah, perfect is just knowing who you are.
Yeah, honestly. Like, so I want to be
that's
like
being
this.
Perfect.
Like, yeah,
but perfect is being true to yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, like you got morals, you got standards, you got this. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like people be in your life for a season though, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, kind of like how you say you had prayed on a person who really just ended your life. Mm-hmm. Because you know, and I can relate to that because like when people come in our life, we really be expecting them to stay. You know what I'm saying? Like we really be expecting them to stay. And it's like when a person leave, it's just like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you weren't expecting that person to leave so fast. But then you going back to God, like, okay, God, I just prayed to you, God. I don't really see nobody moving. Seem like, you know, things still the same. But then this relationship not going good. We thinking something not going good. But we taking away what God doing. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Now we going through confusion. But it's our fault because we're in denial with ourselves. We're in denial with the situation. And so, like, I just know previously, and I feel like this is my closure when I say this. A friend of mine, a couple of them, a lot of them, really, I'm just talking about everybody, like, and I tell God, I might be the problem. It might be me. You see what I'm saying? But see, but one thing, like you were saying, with maturity, even if you're not the problem, I'm going to still acknowledge it might be me. I might not be right for you. It's some people that I've been friends with. I ain't going to lie. They're not bad people. They are great people. But it was something about our relationship that may have conspired. And you may still be hurt by it. And I may not know. You may not be able to tell me. You know what? I'm an adult. I'm going to let you go. This relationship is going to keep hindering our success. I'm not going to make it because I'm going to still feel this badass energy that you holding on to this relationship. Yes. You still mad at me, so you already know what the fuck going on. I'm in confusion. You know what? God, thank you for making me mature. I'm going to let this go. I love you. Bye. You know, like, literally. It's that I love you by text. You know what I'm saying? But, like, relationship with mine, like I said, well, really a couple of them. Great, like I said, great people. But it was just something about the relationship.
It's like y'all just wasn't meant for
each other. We wasn't meant for each other. And I've been knowing these people for years. Like, some of them I've been knowing for years.
And see, it's like we build relationships with people. And we don't look at how their lifestyle is, how their mind is.
Yeah, and
how,
it would be different from ours.
Yeah, it'd be different. And we be expecting it to work. And it's like, it ain't going to go together. It's never going to go together. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just, I don't know. It's... We really be fucking ourselves up sometimes by not taking the time out to get to know a person and just letting them in our lives.
I feel like it's that. I feel like we know people. You know, this one girl I was real cool with. Mm-hmm. And me and her, we didn't fall out bad. We just, I don't know, like sometimes, and then some friendships, y'all don't even fall out. It's just, you just distant from each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like you just, it's nothing then.
I'm y'all on two different paths. But anyway, this one girl I was cool with. She had, you know, a situation going on with a guy she was talking to, whatever. And she was talking about how she felt like...
Podcast,
excuse me. Excuse me, goddamn, I'm the host. But anyway...
You probably can edit
it out. I'll light up his plate,
she was talking about how, she was just talking about how, like, the guy she was talking to, how he just changed and stuff, how she wasn't expecting it. She really thought everything was going to work out. But then things transpired. I remember telling her, you knew this person was like that. I said, even when I was going through shit with my ex, I ain't going to lie. There's certain things you don't know. I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. I told her certain things you don't know. Like, I know my ex was real damn domestic, violent, crazy. Mm-hmm. I ain't know he was like. What? Man, shut up. Anyway.
Don't burn me now.
Oh, God.
Damn,
for real. But I didn't know he was crazy like that. But I did know some things about him, you know what I'm saying, were true. Like, I knew he was kind of, like, narcissistic. I knew he was a liar.
So, if you knew that, how long did you stay with him?
For a year.
So, how long did you realize? How long did it take you to realize this?
I knew it the whole time.
So, why you didn't know?
Because I was scared to leave. I felt like I owed him something. You see what I'm saying?
Him,
nothing. But something was telling me, man, but I felt like, okay, he was here for me when I ain't had nothing. I'm thinking about all the little shit a person do. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what people supposed to do is help each other. Even if you can't expect.
But this person was hurting me though. You see what I'm saying? I was holding on to something at an advantage to hurt.
Right, love ain't supposed to hurt.
Exactly.
It's not.
And he was lying to me. Girl, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Ain't shit for the burger.
She said we create, baby.
She said shit.
We content creating, honey. She gonna toss it back up like, oh.
Just hit a bit at her.
Bye.
Not like a dog with a ball. Get out of here.
Her face was so fucking cool. She just looked.
Like, okay. But get what she did? She picked that bitch up. God.
Look.
Certified.
Certified. Certified. Certified. Certified.
Certified.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
She picked
that bitch up. Certified,
man.
Like for real though, wait, man, you be knowing, like you be knowing shit, bro. Like we always know. It just be the point in time when you want to let that shit go.
No, and like I tell my friends like when you with somebody that you don't feel like is good for you, I feel like me as a person, I have no room to tell you, okay, leave this person. I have no room to tell you.
But why don't you though?
I feel like you give a person advice, and that's one thing your friends have to learn to do with each other. Don't judge nobody and don't tell a person what to do. Like you said, a person gonna do what they wanna do. You can't change people.
Right.
And you can't make people do something. They gotta make their choice for themselves. But you can tell your friend your biased opinion. You can be like, man, I feel like this guy is hurting you. Now you give that person assurance that you listening and that you heard what they said, and you know that you gave them feedback, and you let them know. Now I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I want you to make the decision, but I'm only telling you how I feel.
Yeah.
You let that be known. That's why I think we were talking today, talking about communication. Like you have to learn how to communicate with people.
Communicate.
And there is a way to communicate.
But sometimes Aisha, I'll call her and she'll like tell me about the situation, and like me. I ain't gonna say I'm the strong-minded friend, but yeah. I just feel like when it comes to a man you're not even married to, y'all not together, y'all just, you know, having fun, you don't owe him nothing, like,
right.
Don't
but you gotta ask the you thing. Don't know what people when going
I know that, but she don't get mad, but she just thing. Be like, he's saying, this, I don't, she's like, okay,
this is my response to them when they tell me shit, I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't like what he did, or, okay, I don't like how this situation was handled, and then I will follow up with, okay, I know you probably ain't gonna leave this person alone off the rip based off what? So, I be like, I know you ain't gonna leave this person alone based off just what I say. So right. I just tell them, okay, the best way to go about it is just keep going back to each other. But nobody him, baby, I come to him with some shit, nobody him, you need to leave him alone today. So now, text him now, tell him bye, block him. Nobody
but why
now.
Not though? Because it's like you hurt yourself.
No, let me ask you a question.
Will
you,
hold up, we'll do that.
When you in situations, do you leave that person right then and there?
Hell
no. No, Aisha. Like I told her, it's only been one person in my life that I've ever been
you
like.
You still deal with that person?
No, I don't. It's like, I probably
it took him a minute.
No, because when I told you I was done. You can't say I was, because it was after my birthday and stuff like that. When I was like, oh, no, that I was like, oh, no. When it was at, you can't say I did. Because I was still going back, because I was like, he hurt me. You ain't doing nothing to me.
I can't get
yeah, that's all I said. So, I'm the type of person, when the light bulb come on, you don't see that nobody is home, and you ain't doing nothing about it. You being dumb. And she be telling me, can't be a dummy, but like, you is gonna be a dummy.
So but my thing is with relationships, I know love can have you in a place to where you have no strength. You have
but is it love though? If it's
no, and it might not be love. It might not be love. You mentally thinking it's love.
Yeah.
Cause y'all gotta help me understand, baby.
You mentally thinking
okay,
it's
let
love.
Me say it like this.
Help me.
Let me say it like this. When you were with so-and-so, you know, the one you love.
Don't say with.
With so-and-so, the one that you love. What? You was in love, right? Answer that first.
I thought you was, you know.
Thought you was in love.
Married, boo.
Okay. So when he was doing all this shit, because I know he just didn't up one day to start acting, bitch. I know one day he just didn't start up to acting different towards you. And it's like, I know he was doing that for a period of time because you was telling me stuff that he was doing. So why didn't you leave the first time he showed you, okay, I ain't shit? Why didn't you leave?
I wrote a poem about this. I don't want to read it because
you gotta read it.
But I was basically saying we get caught up in the fineness, like, oh, they look so good. Oh, they got money. Oh, I can go here and sleep. Oh, they got cars. They got houses. They got this. They got that. And this they blinded me until I was like telling them about like different stuff that I had going. Like when I first started going to the Poetry Slams, why are you going there? What's the point of you doing it? Like,
you started
so mad. Yeah. So mad that I was like wanting to say, and I'm like, most of them about you anyways. He was like, about who? I ain't never did shit to you. I'm like, I'm still going.
You start seeing it different energy.
That's why I tell people, just keep going back to your tire, because you ain't gonna have the energy to just.
But I can clarify this though. I learned with him, like, I tell medicine all the time, like, I don't know what be wrong with me. Like, I am gay and stuff like that, but I don't let that be all me. Yeah. Like, now I'm to the point where I don't try to, like...
I don't think the camera...
Oh, no.
For real.
Oh, God.
Like,
the whole time? No.
It stopped.
No,
you
don't stop.
Oh, good.
So it's just
recording.
It should still be.
It's just still recording.
You see something red at top?
Well, it do say like the blend still. Like,
but look at the top of it. Do it say like some numbers? You see them? Let me see.
I'm about scared.
Me?
Because we over here talking.
Wait.
Oh
shit.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. But it's not.
I think it is.
Yeah,
I told y'all.
Go sit
your
way
down.
Y'all scare me and shit.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I got me.
Y'all No. Thank you for looking out, though. Thank you for looking out, though, baby. Because if that mother would have stopped, I would have been crazy.
Nah, but it don't do that, though. That one thing that I did learn about it. It don't stop. It just, like, it just tell you your thing on there. It don't never stop your video.
Okay, I'm gonna stop your video.
Yeah, Keith said, getting up like he finna be Captain Saber, ho.
And Eel. Man, because I forgot what we were talking about. That would be real. Need to be God, talking about it. Lord said, stop gossiping and get on your assignment. That's the word for today.
Nah, man. So, okay, so I got a question for y'all.
What's up? Talk to
me. What is. Because I love hearing people's definitions of it. Damn, that's a lot of smoke. But yeah, I love hearing people's definitions of this. So my question is, what is love to y'all?
You go first, you ask the question.
Oh, damn.
That fake laugh, you funny, girl.
Man, be quiet.
Nah, it's just because I love Aisha,
because
her podcast name is so real, though.
Nigga!
Because Aisha be speaking real. But
anyway,
yeah. So what is love, y'all?
So what, because you trying to throw her out. You go first, goddamn it.
She got to ask the baby. She done said this one to me.
Well, I'm ready. I don't have it. It's be quiet.
Okay. So love to me is... It's having an understanding, y'all caring for each other unconditionally, all that, and it's you willing to do something for a person that is also willing to do something for you. It's many things that could go into what is love, but I just want to hear y'all, for real. That's it.
Kisa, you next. Talk to me.
I ain't trying to sound poetic when I say this.
Nah, we need a little poetic.
Like, I feel like love is like, you know how seasons and like trees and wind and rain, like you don't never know what's gonna happen, but it's always gonna be there. Like, you know what's gonna happen though. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah, I just feel like love is just like, when you brush your teeth in the morning. It's weather changing. Yeah, it's just like everything. Like,
I love that word. I think I made that up.
It's like
I got a new fucking word.
What word?
Weather changing.
Life. Look, when somebody say something real, weather changing. Real bad.
Hey,
what you talk for? And love y'all. Not
Okay, I'm sorry, y'all.
Hold on. So we over here.
Right.
Yeah, that's my definition.
But okay, I love it. Okay, yeah, I think my definition.
You know, I'm sorry for cutting you, but you know how it's like summertime, it's the happy stage. Wintertime, it's a little cold. Because you know how sometimes love can be a little.
And that's why I said weather time. That's what love is.
Yeah, fall is like, you know.
It's flowing.
It feels good.
I was just saying, like, going to the beach. Y'all
know. She's saying, get a little wet.
You know, anyways, we not promoting it.
Hey, I'm sorry. No, if we in, we finna be up.
Man, get up.
We finna
get up. You need to stop that. Keystone. Oh, everything. I'm finna take your cool. Because you acting ill. Y'all,
you
know, I just got
to
put
that out
of
gonna edit it out.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you is.
By the way, leave it in.
I mean, she can leave it in because if it's a lawsuit, I can represent myself.
It's not a lawsuit, but it's just super edited what I'm saying.
But.
What the fuck?
Shit. I don't mind. I just said we just all use them to promote the plan and the plan B.
But now my up.
Cause I know when we worked for them,
I know, but we not gonna, you know what I'm saying.
I'm just saying that
I got you. My definition of love. I feel like honestly, I feel like love is having a friend. Like the true definition of love is friendship. Ooh. Like me and my boyfriend and I ain't gonna lie, I might probably be in a little too much in myself right now, but I wanted to find my definition of love, talk about me and my man. Like, that's my best friend. Like, literally, like, I talk to this man every day. Like, we talk about each other, we laugh, we joke, and he ain't even know bad talk about each other. Like, me and my issues, but my issues be like me. Like, y'all have dated somebody who's fucking mean.
So do you feel like you can, like, change somebody?
No.
Or you can't change me.
No, you can't change me. My ex didn't change me. Yes.
Was your current boyfriend mean? What you talking about him?
You should know my ex boyfriend was me.
Oh, so
my current boyfriend. Yeah, but he is changing. Like, we first met, he was a great man.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I was just saying, like, talking about how, like, when I was saying, like, we make jokes about each other, he don't even talk about me. I was just saying my ex did this. Like,
oh,
he used to make mean jokes. Like, I don't know. It's just like, you know how a person's spirit just be negative. Like, y'all know on the movies, like, it just crazy when
how
a person.
How the boyfriends be dealing with a girl. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Like,
but you never really think that people do that in real life. Like, you never think your friend be telling you how her boyfriend be mean to her. You be like, girl, stop lying. Like, because it don't sound real. But women really go through that. Like, no. Even men, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody go through that shit.
Yeah, because let me tell y'all, I have a friend. I love her death. But sometimes, like, you know how you just said a woman. Like, that can be the greatness of a man sometimes, and I ain't defending all the men, but I really am.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like too. Men don't want to accept it, but they go through shit.
Yeah,
like, we go through. I for myself,
and that's all I can say.
I left school. Mm-hmm. I had to pay everything. Like, my mom and dad, they didn't just push me out. But it's like, they're like, you a man. Like, and it's like, when you a man, people expect you to be like, you can be gay, trans.
Up.
It don't matter. You gonna have to do something.
Yeah. And that's so
funny. Like, even at a young age, I'm taking out the garbage, I'm getting the mail, I'm feeding the dogs. I'm like, just like, baby, you the one that's gonna have to go do it with.
Yeah. No, because that's really fucked up that men, like, because men don't have a safe space. Well, they feel like they don't have a
It's like
men, they feel like they don't have a safe space. They feel like they don't have nobody they could go talk to. And it's like, I can't lie, women, we played a big part in that, because you got certain women that'll be like, oh,
You being sassy. You being sassy.
Yeah, and like, that's like, why y'all
the whole
always
word
say it like
sassy.
Y'all like
the whole sassy. Word sassy is just so fucking dumb to me because it's like y'all are really making these men feel like they can't talk, like they can't get their feelings out because now you got a whole bunch of men up in the world walking around that just got all
but
this
you
shit.
You gotta think who's starting this shit though. Like, it's a problem that we do it and that we, you know, filter this shit and that we vibe to this shit. We think this shit is okay. But it's an agenda, bro. Like, it's
an
agenda.
Come from? Like,
it's an agenda.
Okay?
Like, it's an agenda.
What is
the definition of agenda? A plan to do something. A list to do something. Somebody made a list for black women to make black men feel like they can't be fucking vulnerable.
No, and then
you feel me?
And the men feel like they have to be the motherfucking thing, but they still not be doing shit.
And
you still
then
have to take care of your kids.
It's a fucking, like, it is like a needle in a haystack where you find a man that has healed from his trauma, healed from all this shit that is now he has a child. He's like, okay, you can talk. You can get this out. You can say this. You can be vulnerable. You can be weak.
Well,
like,
me personally, I can't speak like that because growing up, I have a daddy. But like my daddy,
so
he didn't really talk.
Yeah, different experience.
My daddy didn't talk at all. Like, I just saw him cutting the grass, him fixing on the cars, him washing the cars, him doing this. Like, my mama, she wasn't really bossy, but she really was the one that was like, you know, everybody, we going to church. Everybody, we going to the movies. Everybody, we going to the park. Like,
she was the one kind of...
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be like, funny or nothing, but like, she was basically, like, the man of the household.
Sweet,
but
cute, though.
Yeah, bitch. It was like, no, I'm trying to say it. Like, she was the man of the household, but just didn't have manly duties.
Yeah,
that
she
makes
didn't.
Sense.
But then it was like...
She was the voice of the house.
Yeah, she really the voice. Like, she really is. And like, I love my mama so much because she taught me a lot. Like, my daddy, he used to tell me little stuff. You know, stuff when we drive. He'd say little stuff like, you know about this, stuff about that, this, that, the other. But my mama, she was really like, stop acting messy and doing what you're doing because that's not cute. Like I said, I changed a lot because I used to be,
I'm playing.
I was so used to being in the spotlight, so Hollywood, so Rich Keystone, that I was the one that was so messy, Aisha.
Yeah.
Like, you tell me something, we sitting here talking, like, you tell me about your boyfriend, you know me, I'm like, girl, I'm on Instagram Live, like, yeah, making jokes. That's not funny. Like, I see that on Facebook, Shade Room and shit. I unfollow all of that. Because it's like, I woke up one day and that shit snapped. I was like, why am I
doing it?
Mm-hmm. So, I went to school, came back to school, skinny as fuck, hair dyed, started just to cute. And it's like, the more you act, not how people want you to act, but the more you act like you should act, not you doing all this messy shit, like, people gonna want to talk to you, you gonna get shit done, like, people gonna flock to you. So, I ain't saying I'm just the most popular person, but everywhere I go in my city or something like that, at the football games, people, hey, kids, because I wasn't rude, I wasn't sitting here being messy, I wasn't sitting here making jokes, making you feel bad. I had everybody thinking, like, child, I'm fun to be around, just don't do too much, because...
So,
yeah.
I got another question. I know y'all probably like, this bitch got questions. But, no. So, what was in...
How much time we got left? I'm sorry. That's the question.
Be quiet. Answer your question.
So, like, what was an eye-opener to you throughout... Like, what was your biggest eye-opener to you throughout your life?
Like, just something that just happened?
Like, just something that was like, okay.
That you realized what?
That made you just change. Because I feel like we all done changed. We at the age where we done changed at least
one. Shit, I ain't gonna lie. Me probably being on my own. For real, because I had bills.
Them bills just start with your head.
Oh, God. Like a motherfucker. I was like, shit. I gotta pay rent. Oh, God. I fucking one day broke like a motherfucker. I said 0 0 0. Yeah, 0 0 0 0. On the dot. Literally, I swear to God, like, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I swear, I'm not just doing this for the camera. Like, I'm dead ass serious. 0 0 0. But then, like, 2 days later, I had $1,400.
This guy.
God gonna make a way, baby.
For real.
Nothing else. He gonna make a way.
I was telling my ex, so I was like, I ain't got no money.
My question is,
then I had $1,400. I was like, oh, bitch, I'm real. That's the money. We finna go out.
Realized that God was real.
But
like,
that's what I'm saying. Oh, I always knew God was real.
But I'm saying, like, that
eye-opener experience. But that's what I'm saying. Like, when I ain't had no money, like, I had just got, like, that's what I'm saying. That's when I just got this apartment.
Oh,
I had just got this apartment. Oh, I had just got this apartment and stuff, and shit, like I said, I was just out here trying to live my life, have fun. And then when I realized I ain't had no money, I was like, fuck, what am I doing? I'm like, I'm not a teen, just a teenager no more. Like, I gotta grow up. Mm-hmm. So it was like the thought that I had, when I had to mature, like, this when I realized, like, damn, I gotta do some different shit. You know what I'm saying? I started working harder, like, this when I was a fucking beast. Like, now, I ain't gonna lie, like, I see myself change a lot drastically. Like, being a manager, I changed, like, I ain't gonna lie, this shit made me, let me think better, work harder, but it made me work, like, physical work hard, legs. Like, I started telling myself, I'm not finna work these hard. I'm gonna do something easy to make money. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna work my brain type shit. Like, I'm gonna work some shit that's gonna be goddamn.
Work smarter than our
heart. Yeah, work smarter than our heart.
Every day, everybody did the best.
For real, like. And
I feel like sometimes, like, we're harder, not smarter than they know. We gotta get it done.
Yeah, but that what really made me change, though. Like, just life, just. I ain't gonna lie, being on my own, being alone, like, literally. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna lie, people always been around me. Like, people still around me now, but when I say, bro, all my friends used to be at my house. Like, my house was the hot spot. Like, everybody came to my crib. But it's like, when I got older, things began to change. I got grown at 18, things definitely began to change. Mm-hmm. Like, then, after my breakup, my life just started changing. I really had to get in my mind and be like, damn, what is it that I want to do? Like, I gotta start focusing on my future. It's like, shit, I'm looking at the clock like, shit, I'm 20 now, I ain't getting no younger. Like, I ain't gonna lie, really, age and get older, and am I gonna do something better than just be living in Jackson? Like, that shit really, like, honest to God, true, made me start thinking, like, I want more for my life.
So I didn't know that, like, breakups can actually do some
shit
to people.
What?
Like, I promise y'all, like, all my friends, some of them done went through so freaking much. It's like, you are only 17, 18. Like, what are you saying? He done drug you, did this. I'm like, what?
It be so unrealistic. Because, like, they, your so, life
they still
will be...
run back, but when they done, like, they be done. It's like, how? My question is, how you, because it seemed like your breakup was a drastic one.
Man, I went through a lot with that guy, like, me and that dude, oh my God.
So, do you have any conversation with him?
No, like, why would you? But it's, that situation, I just really, I ain't gonna say I won't speak on it, because I'll talk about what
I went through.
No, I'm saying, like, I'll talk about what I went through, but it's just like, with him, like, you know how it just be some people in your life, you just be like, bro, don't even play me like your person. He mm-hmm. one of them type of people, like, you know how, like, you may right, have an ex.
It's a sword.
Yeah,
sword.
You may have an ex where everybody just
bad,
joke about
bad.
Him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just joke about him. But that person, don't do it.
No, because it's really two people that I done dated where I was like, don't even bring that motherfucker up.
For real.
Because, like, they'll try to bring him up, and I'm like, all right, now, I'm going to box your ass in a minute now.
Right. I ain't gonna lie. People who bring him up, it's like maybe bring him up one time, cool. But it's like certain stuff people do, like
try to make jokes about it.
Yeah, like want me to be concerned what they got going on. I feel like you pushing up too much on another nigga business, and you affecting my life. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck who you is. I can't talk to you no more. Like, I'm finna block you, and I'm finna stop teaching you. You gonna wonder why I'm acting different, because look what the fuck you doing. Right. Maybe I'm the problem. That's why I go back to saying maybe I'm the problem. Cool, I don't give a fuck.
No,
but what you doing?
But
guess what?
Bad,
but no, listen. But I'm mature now.
But no,
you may feel like I'm a problem. No, because you got to think about how that other person feels.
No, because I'm going to disagree with you. When you got boundaries, baby, you
that's
got boundaries.
That's what I'm
boundaries.
Saying. I'm going to have my
that's
boundaries.
Problem,
and it's just speaking. That's what I'm saying.
But
I'm not speaking.
It,
you still say somebody might be like, oh, she acting different. That bitch, she couldn't even tell me what's going on.
I gotta disagree, bro, because I don't care how you feel about me acting after you did some shit. If I had boundaries and you knew them boundaries, baby, I don't even know why you questioning why I'm acting like a bitch. I don't know why you questioning all of that.
And it's safe to feel like that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the other person may not feel like that, me being me. Cause let's just say that person come back trying to argue with you, bitch, I'm not gonna argue with you. Cool, you right or wrong. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like I already said in my mindset, I might be the problem. Cool.
Okay.
Because I ain't say nothing to you. You feel like I ain't keep that shit G, I ain't keep that shit pale. I ain't come to you like a real woman to woman. I ain't got to. Because every time you did, I kept telling you, you start doing this. Mm-hmm. I don't care about him. That's something that really upset me. You wasn't listening. I'm finna stop talking.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because, no, it be, I agree with you, like, now that you done said it, because it's like, it be certain situations, bless you, baby.
Thank you.
It be certain situations where you just gotta look at it from the other person's point of view sometimes. And I feel like in today's society, we don't look at it from the other person's point of view where so.
Like, even, I ain't gonna lie, even if that person wrong, I'm gonna still look at it from your perspective.
Yeah.
I'm gonna still, I feel like that's the part of maturity. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody wrong, like in relationship, me and my boyfriend arguing. He could be fucking right and I could be wrong. He could tell me, you know what, I understand how you feel. You feel like this and that, but they don't make what you're doing right, Aisha. And I sit there, I think about it, and I'll be like, okay,
you're right.
But I am wrong about what I did, but it just came out of a fucked up place. Like, I really want, you know what I'm saying? Because it do be some situations that don't be so intentional, but you fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He'll be like, you fucked up, bro. I understand it wasn't intentional. You didn't mean to, but you did. You fucked up. But some people intentionally mean to fuck up. Mm-hmm. That be their purpose to be like, oh, I'm going to send her this. And I'm making a joke about it. And we're going to think it's funny. Bitch, no. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I think they go back to keep somebody just being messy, thinking everything just a fucking game. Like, bro, this is fucking real life. Yeah, people dying about shit like this.
Right.
It's kids killing themselves because motherfuckers out here beating them, doing all kind of shit. Like, bro, they getting fucking raped. Then, like, bro, it's this shit. Like, it be hard to talk about it, to say, but this shit really be going on. Like, this is real life shit that ain't nobody talking about. So it's just like, when you hear this shit and you know this shit.
Dip.
When you hear that and you know that, it's just like, it just really come to your mind and be like, you know what? I ain't gonna even, you know what I'm saying, try to be the bad person. I ain't gonna even be like, you know, be selfish. I'm gonna be open-minded. And I feel like that's what it is, to just being open-minded about everything. Mm-hmm. Like, really just being open-minded.
Being open-minded can get you far.
For sure. Y'all, that's so fucking stupid. Y'all enjoy y'all.
I really
ain't gonna lie, like we laughed a lot. We kind of got off track a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'm not the reason. We ain't gonna blame it on me.
Wait, let me see my phone so I can play some of the Afro phone. I want to see Aisha speak to real.
You can't play it loud, but you know.
I want Aisha speak to real to give us a show.
Sure. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Keystone, yes. Tell them where the people can follow you. Y'all make sure, y'all, please just make sure y'all follow him, because I'm really hoping and praying that one day he posts some of his poetry and stuff and some of his, you know, music, so y'all can hear him. Turn it down a little bit, because we don't own copyrights.
Oh, that is true, right?
Yeah, so Keystone, let the people know where they can follow you, and then maybe you let them know where they can follow you.
Y'all, my Instagram is at Rich Keyston. My name is KESTON. Facebook, Keyston Townsend, I think. TOWNSEND. I enjoyed this experience. I might start my own soon, so y'all might see Big Aisha and Big Maddie in the cut soon. So I enjoyed it. Peace out, y'all.
So y'all can follow me on Instagram at xoxo.madison, MADISON. I enjoyed it. If she allows me back on here, I will be back.
Because, not gonna have a girl talk.
Because great hoes. Because
people don't know how to fucking act on this motherfucker.
Right.
I enjoyed y'all too, for real.
For real though.
I really did, man. That was we talked a lot of good shit on the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't gonna cuss that much, but then they came on here.
No, good. I was trying to cuss, but I feel so bad. God gonna forgive me.
As soon as I heard the first shit, I said, all right.
That be my favorite cuss. Everything.
After I heard that first shit, I said,
all right,
then.
But y'all know we be real, raw and uncut on the Mug Podcast. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for tuning in, for real, for real. Y'all make sure y'all go follow them on their Instagram, like you said, Facebook. Did you get it on Facebook?
On my Facebook, it's just Madison Braids. Excuse the,
he said.
Video.
Like, come on.
Oh, I forgot that was recorded.
Big Key says.
My Facebook is Madison Graves.
Hit me up on there also. And if you want to hit me up on Snapchat,
it's also Madison Graves.
Yeah, I'll make sure y'all follow him. Y'all, Keisha using on Act Up This Bad. I think it was just some of the things that we had on the podcast show today that made him a little excited. So please forgive him for his behavior.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
We're
going to
have to redo this.
Be quiet. We just, y'all, sometimes, you know, people get a little excited when they on the camera. And I understand. I understand that. He's a little overly excited. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I really hope y'all enjoyed this podcast so much. I ain't gonna lie, this podcast was really like a different experience, you know. We came out here talking a little bit, you know. Really just vent, you know. I like to call this a little vent session, you know what I'm saying? Feeling rich and vibing out, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, you know what I'm saying? This conversation bosses have, you know, we just sit amongst each other and chat and just talk about real life experiences. And so, sometimes that consumes a little bit of fun, a little bit of pleasure for our mental, our, you know, energy, setting the mood or whatever, whatnot, you know, different activities we like to consume in.
Yeah.
Thank y'all again. I love y'all. Peace be with y'all. Make sure y'all go listen and watch the podcast on all audio podcast platform. Make sure y'all subscribe to the book channel. And we got this thing. Oh, before we get out the podcast, y'all, we did have some mimosas and mimosas by gone. I'm definitely gonna finish up my mimosa. Maddie,
I had orange juice.
She's gone.
And I had water.
He's a lot.
Water, girl.
You can say anything but water.
Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all.
Okay. I ain't cut up though when my response is
coming.